Among the core themes of New Traditional, agency, access, and visibility are key through lines. Now, for obvious reasons, this isn't always the case in creative spaces. But even so, we owe it to ourselves to acknowledge our presence and contributions in set spaces as a means to find a way forward. I sat down with Sebastian Jean, men's fashion editor of Office Magazine, to chat about our style origins, advocacy, and thriving in rare spaces. Here's a preview of what's to come.
I want to take it back a step to your Calvin Klein internship. What exactly did you do at Calvin Klein when you interned there, and what was it like navigating that space as a young upstart in design and fashion?
To put it simply, I was doing a lot of unboxing, a lot of hanging, and a lot of speaking. That was the day-to-day for the most part, but it was great because I was in an environment that I was thrilled to be in. Every now and then, Raf Simons would walk onto the floor, and I'd be like, hey, I am 18 years old in the same room as Raf Simons. Well, I wasn't 18. I was 20, 21. Regardless, it was huge for me because I'd only known Raf through Tumblr and the internet. So to be in the same physical space and to sometimes hand him his coffee was, I'm going to blow up his spot a bit. I remember once they sent me to go get his coffee. He had a very specific order. Mm-hmm. And only used stevia. So I'm just running around Midtown trying to find stevia. It was great because I did some cool tasks too. Like sometimes I'd have to mood board or work with the casting department on who are we gonna cast for that runway show or so on and so forth. It was just a cool place to be in. Just to kind of be taken seriously and not that I was making decisions, but just to kind of listen and be there mm-hmm. while those conversations were being had was very powerful for me. It just allowed me to take myself more seriously and you know, just feel good about where I was at and that I was, you know, getting to a goal. It was great for me when stylists would come in for shoots because then I kind of saw the other side, apart from the corporate sector that I was introduced to via that internship. I remember the stylist coming in and one of the things that stood out to me was I knew that they were important because everyone asked them what they want for lunch. And I was like, you know, I want to be the guy that comes in and they're asking me what I want for lunch, you know? That was just a little nuance in the interaction that I was like, wow, you know, I would definitely like to be on that side as opposed to this one. I remember stylist Carlos Nazario came in one day, and that was the first black male of color that I had ever really seen or known to be a stylist. Most of my knowledge were just kind of women and European white men. Mm-hmm. So that was powerful for me too, just meeting someone who, quote unquote, looked like me, that I could identify more with, who has had tremendous success in this field. Just, you know, kind of drove it home that, you know, okay, you know, this is possible. You know, this is something that you know, you might want to put stake in. And following that internship and not getting hired at CK, which was presented as a possibility at the time, I just reached out to a bunch of magazines and landed at Office. And from there, kind of just took my experience at Calvin and took what I saw and how I believe that just what was expected of me and bring that into a space where it was appreciated. Because I knew what I was talking about and I knew what I needed to do. You know, I could take it upon myself to do certain tasks without having to be asked. And that made me appreciate it. And I guess just allowed me to stay on and continue to learn and source information from team to team.
What did that feel like being one of what I expect to be few? We still know what the fashion landscape looks like better today, but certainly not ideal in any way in terms of holistic representation. But what was that like? Did you ever have any bouts with imposter syndrome?
I never felt any sort of imposter syndrome. This is kind of because of where I grew up and other facets of my life leading up to that experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood, sort of, you know, diverse, but also predominantly, like, you know, affluent liberals. And then I went to a high school where it was a Brooklyn prep school. Okay. I had friends who had multiple homes, you know, mm-hmm. and that was like the norm. So I've always been a part of communities where I was accepted and appreciated, and where I felt comfortable, even though I was, quote-unquote, could have been considered the other. And it never fazed me. So I kind of almost look forward to being in those positions, because it kind of fueled this understanding that I had an ability to not necessarily integrate, but to kind of shine in these environments. So I took it upon myself to be brighter and to express more and to walk around with pride and confidence, just to educate those around me about what real life looks like and what real people look like, because I was definitely in a predominantly white space. And then all to couple that with just being a younger person in the environment. I never let that get into my head, that I was the youngest, or that I, you know, may have come from a different background than most of the people that were there. I just kind of always knew or believed that I had something to offer, and that I should be there. And I acted in such a way, not that I was rude or pretentious or anything, but I did what I was supposed to do, and I also just kind of just projected good energy and just tried to, you know, be as helpful as possible and make sure that everyone knew that I was there to learn and experience and make this the most that it could be. I'm a big supporter of looking at things that you can't buy or that you can't have. Because at a certain point, you'll reach a level where you can't purchase or you can't afford these things, and it'll be your decision whether you want to or not, not based off of finances or whatever may block you from that.
Stay tuned.